It's Wednesday, the 5th of December. Exactly a month ago, we were talking about a certain Mr. Fox. It's funny. I can remember exactly what I booed about on that day. Simply because of the topic at the time. It's a beautiful morning. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's blue, clear skies all around. Sun hasn't even appeared yet. There's a glimmer above the distant rooftops. Just a glimmer. But it's very cold, and we had more snow last night. Late evening, we had about another, I wouldn't even say an inch, but it went on top of what was already there. And then the temperature dropped, and it's very cold. Chillingly cold this morning. And the juniper in front of me, you can hear how it's decorated like someone shook the icing powder, is it they call it, over the top, and it frozen solid. But it's a lovely morning, and I guess we're going to get a lovely day. So that's all the signs. It's totally calm. I can't see anything moving. No breeze. The only air moving this morning is my mouth, and it's heading straight up in the sky. Probably the best place for it. But do you notice something else this morning? Apart from the traffic noise, do you notice anything? No bird song. Now, this is the normal time for the dawn chorus. There's nothing. Oh, one. No starlings in the treetops this morning. Very strange. Not even a crow or a magpie in the big beech tree. The peace disturbed, of course, by the regular jet airplane, which is rapidly becoming a part of my soundscape in the morning. I had a great sleep last night again, probably sleeping by 10:30 and slept through. Didn't have to get out of bed till the alarm went off at 7 a.m. this morning. Oh, it's great stuff, it's great stuff. Oh, it's so cold this morning, I don't even know whether. I guess the garden hose won't get back on its reel this morning, or today. My viburnum here is just, that was a leaf, it's just, they're breaking, just snapping completely. If I try to bend them at all. Rhododendron. Mind you, all things said, if I had been out here all night, you'd be able to snap my fingers off. Oh dear. I love the cold, but I do. I absolutely love the cold, so long as I'm totally, totally wrapped up. This is a winter wonderland this morning, isn't it? All the leaves are covered in frozen snow. I'll go around the front. Just coming around to check the pond. Everyone's fine. Well, they'll be fine because they're at 10 degrees. In fact, I can see the steam rising through the covers. The ventilation gaps in the covers. Yeah, see, the frost has got into my tongue, or to my brain. Probably the brain, actually. But I can see the steam rising through the ventilation gap. that's only at 10 degrees, so that gives you an idea of how cold the air temperature is. Everything looks fine. It'll be cosy, although a bit lethargic due to 10 degrees temperature. The barometer says change. Actually, the barometer's frozen this morning. Can't reset. Oh dear. I guess the ice has gone to the barometer. Anyway, temperature reads minus 6 degrees. But it's lovely. You can feel that. Oh my, you can feel that. Chill, it's like being in a big ice box. It's a beautiful half moon up in the western sky, high in the western sky. Beautiful, being looked by the sun, it's stunning. I wished I had a telescope at this point to look at the detail. It's absolutely stunning this morning. It's beautiful. It's been lit so well that I can actually see the dark side. Here we go again. Oh, I can't say those words without thinking about something. I can see the dark side of the moon. The shape. Stunning. And the sky to the north is a dusky, dusky pink. Everything's silent. Seagulls drift effortlessly. High altitude. In fact, there goes to low altitude just above the rooftops. Seem to be gathering for the morning invasion of the breakfast bar that is the big landfill probably several miles from here. Jet streams high in the sky. It's beautiful. Anyway. Not exactly morning thoughts, is it? But it's what's there. It's what's there this morning. I have to say that people, I know other people complain. I hear them complaining. They complain about the cold. They complain about the snow. They complain about the weather, no matter what it does. And yet, why can't they be positive and come and say, wow, it's going to be a nice day, I'll just put extra clothes on and watch my footing, and it's going to be sunny. If I'm behind glass, it's going to be really warm. I can go and do things. But no, they just want to complain. Some people are never content, are they? Birds are gathering, thank goodness. I really do not hate, too strong a word, but don't like when my garden's silent. Yes, it's definitely livening up now. It's taken them that wee bit longer this morning to thaw out. Blackbird chases blackbird. Well, Mr. Robin just gets on with his wee job. Finding specks of food. And the wee dunnocks down for the porridge. Grabbing it while the blackbird's chasing other blackbirds away. And there we have our first crow back on the beech tree. 50 foot in the air, probably waiting, just waiting there to catch the sun, be the first in the morning. Maybe he's even proclaiming that. Here comes the sun, get up here quick, we'll catch the first warming rays. Long before I catch the first warming rays at this level. Maybe that's the idea. Move to a hilltop. The magpie has appeared in the ribbon tree. He's seen me and he's off. They know me. I'll chase him every time. So I'm going in because I am really cold now. I guess it's probably getting near that time to put the big winter jacket on and gloves before I come out now. I'm actually beginning to shiver a wee bit. So, I'll leave you with Seagulls, I think. Most song you're going to get at the moment.